Hey, my next guest is back. Battle of the Gaines community sports event has rescheduled. It was supposed to happen back in August, but the gods took over with the rain and the storms, and we're not gonna play that game. So we're gonna bring it to tomorrow, Holland State Park, the place to be. Billy Gaines back in the studio. Morning, Billy.
Morning, Shelley. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You ready for this? Is literally, as the M Live article, you're literally on the rebound here.
We're on the rebound.
Let me do a formal introduction, of course, you. We'll call you Billy Gaines, but you may be known as Will Elmerts, and of course, you're an author on The Rebound that teaches life lessons while taking readers on a young man's painful but often humorous journey. We talk also about the role that you play in our community when it comes to these events called Battle of the Gaines. So take it away.
Absolutely. Gosh, where to start? Like you said,
start with tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll start with tomorrow. So tomorrow we're calling it On the Rebound, and like you said, we're really on the rebound now. The book we wrote called On the Rebound, I never would have thought that we would have had all this different media with it, because we had the first event. You were awesome to let us come on the show a couple of times, and here we are back again. But like you said, we're really on the rebound now. This event, you know, it's a basketball tournament, it's a flag football tournament. But I real quick want to talk about how it did get rescheduled, because after, like you said, the gods took over, it got rained out. You know, I was just not really knowing what to do. I didn't know if I was going to actually reschedule it. Yeah. You know, I put all my cards out on the table for that last event in August. And a lot of people say, hey, you should get a part-time job. But I really just think I want to go all in. I don't want to have one foot here, one foot there. And so there was one week before the event that I was actually looking at all my finances and going, if I don't get a couple thousand in sponsors this week, you know, I'm going to have to, you know, shut this down. And so thank God we were able to do it. But with that, you know, just different things, my car actually got hit. And so I wasn't able to drive a couple weeks. And it was really, really, really crazy.
What do you do to those gods?
They just want me to be on the rebound, I guess.
I think that's it. That's
a test. And so the event, you know, it got rescheduled. But, before that, to make that happen, you know, I was actually, like, walking to work, sometimes, like, 8 miles at a time, just thinking to myself, like, I can't believe this is happening right now. And I'm looking at all my other, you know, friends on Facebook having fun, just, like, enjoying life, graduating college, hanging out with their...
Be careful. Remember, lots of positive stuff goes on Facebook.
And that's what I was actually just going to say. You know, people might look at Billy Gaines and go, hey, you know, this kid's got it all together, but I'm walking 8 miles to work, and I actually, you know, worked 90 hours a week the last couple weeks so that we could actually put this event on. And I think a lot of other people are struggling, and they are trying to, like, you know, kind of like put out there like their highlight reel, and they might look at me and go, oh, this kid's got it all together. But I want them to know that there are some struggles I've been going through, like I just talked about, and we're on the rebound now. So I just want to be an inspiration to others that they can rebound too. And so that's why we have a new revamped event with this event, and we're doing it now in honor of those who cannot be on the rebound again. We're talking about Robin Williams, Mac Miller, Kate Spade, Anthony Bourdain, and all those who cannot be on the rebound again. And so we're actually going to do something really, really different this year, Shelley. You've been, you know, with us for about 3 years now, heading into the fourth year. But what we're going to do for this event at 3:30 after our sports tournament tomorrow at Holland State Park, the sports will be from 12 to 3, but we're actually going to have a group prayer for America. I think in a time of, you know, a lot of hurt in the world right now, a lot of negativity, prayer is a timeless tradition. And so we're going to bring people together at the beach. We're all going to hold hands, lock arms, and we're just going to pray for America to come together, get to work solving problems, and try to just, like, almost create a new America for the next century, because there's a lot of negativity in the world right now. And I hope that Battle of Gaines can play a part in just a revival of people being inspired, just being on the rebound.
Nice. On the rebound again, noon to 3 Saturday. Where exactly are we headed?
It's Holland State Park at the beach, 2215 Ottawa Beach Road.
And, let's see, what's the weather like for tomorrow? It's going to be okay.
Looks decent, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, it's going to be mostly sunny, high near 50.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Right back to you. Let's talk a little bit about the activities. So have you got your guys and gals coming up to play? Are your teams all formed?
Yep. We got basketball 3-on-3. We got flag football 7-on-7. Well, there's a couple of kid games. Well, a couple of vendors out there. You know, we were hoping for thousands and thousands of people at this event back in August. We were calling it the hottest event of the summer, if you remember that. And so I told a couple of vendors, I said, hey, you know, if you want to have a free booth in 2019, we're looking at doing it, hopefully downtown Grand Rapids at Rosa Park Circle, maybe, is what we're thinking. But
wow.
But basically, I told them they could have a free booth next year just because of the situation. But yeah, we'll have a couple of vendors out there. I think it'll be fun. And then we'll have the group prayer for America. So we're calling it the most meaningful event of the year now. And I want people to really, really, really just be inspired by this event to always be on the rebound.
Back to Battle of the Gains, about winning battles no matter how hard they get and making gains in life. That still is the foundation of you and your work.
Absolutely, more now than ever. And we're going to start implementing programs that people can actually make gains physically, mentally, financially, with relationships, spiritually. So I'm building basically a team of gurus. Today I'll be meeting with a woman named Michelle Steffes. Have you ever heard of her before?
Yeah, she just wrote a book. She was actually just in this past week. Yeah,
she was. And the book is called Your Journey to Success Through Routine. And so she actually was one of my coaches this last month and totally helped me change my life. And just she's a leader in process transformation. And so she helped me do that. And so I'd be honored to have her come in and, you know, maybe be one of our presenting speakers next year for Gaining Your Edge. And we have a lot of different programs to do with Battle of Gains, but I want to start bringing in the pros. And hopefully Billy Gaines can learn a thing or two.
We all have that opportunity, and but yet it takes leadership to pull it all together, and you're certainly leading in the positive direction. So for tomorrow, looks like no charge to actually visit the expo or enter any family fun games on the beach, right?
Well, they do have to, if you have the state park pass, you know, I think.
For Ottawa County.
For Ottawa County. Yeah. Otherwise, it's like $9 at the gate, and then the event is free.
That's the reason why you pay your not to advocate for that, but oftentimes that recreational passport's
I think it's like $10, $15.
Nice thing.
You want to carpool with me? You can carpool with me. Yeah.
So again, where do we go from here, Billy Gaines?
Absolutely, battleofgaines.com. We'll have information on Facebook, Instagram. And then just, you know, we got about 24 hours here to the event. We hope to bring out a crowd. We're actually really excited, too. It's going to be a Holland Festival the same day as our event. So downtown, there's going to be a couple thousand people. So I think we're going to go around downtown and hand out some flyers the morning of the event and try to get a couple more people out to our event.
Wow, that's nice. Well, you brought some T-shirts in, didn't you? Gotcha. Have you there either selling or sharing some of those at the event, too?
Yeah, we'll have shirts. We got six different colors. We got blue, pink, red, green, yellow, tan. And I got you three shirts there for year three. So always always happy to get Shelly Irwin some Battle of the Gains shirts.
I'll be wearing them on the stationary cycle in about 8 hours. Thanks to you for you and certainly for your inspiration that team competition followed by that group prayer at 3:30 to pray for America to come together to lift each other up and start solving problems. You're touching lives, Billy Gaines.
Hey, so I hope I can do some good in the world.
Yep.
Be cool.
Take care.